Hi, Chris McClune here with Fire Apparatus and Emergency Equipment, and you are listening to the July 2020 edition of Talking Trucks and Equipment. Here it is, July 3rd. We're entering the 4th of July weekend, and of course, you know, our operations as fire departments have changed over the past, how many months is it now? It's, over the past 6 or 7 months, and our holidays have changed. We're entering the July 4th weekend. And I know, you know, from my perspective, it is totally different. It's been the same, I'm sure, everywhere. All of our 4th of July events have been canceled here, which is kind of making us a little bit nervous, you know, when you don't have supervised fireworks going on that are done at a municipal level. You know, your senses are a little heightened to what could be going on that night. We have a lot of people. Fireworks really, honestly, have been going off for the past 2 weeks. Just about every night you can hear them popping all over the place. So hopefully they're being done according to our township ordinances in terms of how close you can be to occupied structures and stuff like that. But you never know. And, you know, at the end of the day on the 4th of July, people are feeling pretty happy, and you never know kind of what they're going to do sometimes. So we're hoping it's going to be quiet here. You know, obviously, if you're on duty, I hope it's a light night for you. I hope there isn't too much you have to worry about, and then you can just kind of kick back and maybe get a grill out and, you know, grill up some burgers and dogs and, you know, enjoy the day and the night. On the volunteer side, hopefully it's slow. Hopefully you don't get toned out too many times, and that you know, you can get a chance to spend some time with family. It's a little weird on my end of things. You know, we have where I live in Glenside, Pennsylvania, we have a parade that's been continually running for over 100 years. And that parade did get canceled this year. They're going to do something a little different to kind of try to keep a parade sort of marching through, but it certainly won't be anything on the scale, you know, that we would normally have. And we're asking people, you know, to just let us kind of do our thing and, you know, stay socially distant and all that. But so we have that set up, but that parade goes right by, you know, my parents' house. My parents' house is on the parade route, and you know, this will be the first year in a long time that my family hasn't all been together at my parents' house, you know, doing exactly that, grilling up the burgers and the dogs, and then, you know, sitting back watching the parade, enjoying things. Then usually we head up to my house because I have a good view of the fireworks from my front yard. So this will be the first time in a while that hasn't happened. So, you know, hopefully everybody gets a chance to spend some time with their families. I mean, I know for me, you know, my three boys and my wife and I will all be cooking out, and you know, we have some fire, not really fireworks, but you know, small little sparkler kind of things that make some noise that we'll probably be lighting in the driveway. But you know, under close adult supervision, of course. But yeah, this is a weird year. Now, along the way, we've had some shows get canceled along the way. FDIC International had to be canceled until next year. Now we are launching the United Fire Conference, which will take place in Indianapolis in September 22nd to the 24th. Go to unitedfireconference.com for more information there. It has the conference sessions, has information on registration and such. It will be a conference and an expo. So you know, you will be getting there is a hunger for FDIC international level training, classrooms. And, you know, we are still going to be able to deliver that. It's powered by FDIC International. There is another event coming up, however, this month. It's a brand new event, brand new type of event. And, we're really excited about it. We're really excited about it here. And, it is also powered by FDIC International. We are very pleased to be bringing, to the fire service, the Rev Fire Group Apparatus Conference and Expo. This is an online event where you will be getting FDIC level education as well as a tremendous amount of information on all of the Rev Fire Group brands. For those who may not realize, the Rev it has grown in recent years. It grew a lot this year. The number of brands that Rev now has brought into its family include E1, Ferrara, KME, Ladder Tower, Smeal, and Spartan, both the chassis and Spartan ER, the complete fire apparatus manufacturer. And it is going to be those brands that are discussed during what will actually be a five week online conference and expo. It's a 5 week exclusive series. It runs from July 20th to August 24th. Again, it's powered by FDIC, and it's going to help you connect with leaders in the industry as you know. Really, we're all enduring challenges that are unprecedented to us. So you're going to get access to top instructors. You're going to get up close and personal with the five brands. And we're going to do that via walk around, video walk arounds. Now, those video walk arounds are going to be live, and I wanted to talk a bit more about them. Basically, every week, starting on July 20th, there will be it will highlight a particular brand, and then it will follow pretty much the same format. So using the July 20th week as an example, that's going to be the E1 week. On Monday morning, you will have an E1 apparatus live walk around demo. In the afternoon, we'll have an educational webinar, and at the end of the day, getting towards 4:30, and these are all Eastern Standard Time, we'll have some Facebook Live coverage of the apparatus walk-arounds, what they touched on, what they hit, what you may have missed, the webinar, what you may have missed, and then, you know, looking forward to what's coming the next day. Tuesday will be another E1 Live walk-around, different truck. This time there will be a Rev Group webinar covering financing, apparatus, and purchasing options. And again, at the end of the day, we will have the Facebook Live coverage. From Wednesday through Friday that week, that's basically your chance to go back and look at everything again if you missed it, if you really wanted to get another look at the truck. The two trucks, you know, go back, take a look at those walk arounds again. There will be an opportunity to browse the E1 showcase page for more product information, and there will be an opportunity to win an E1 prize pack on Wednesday through Friday. So and again, every week we'll follow basically that format. The second week, July 27th. Is the Ferrara week. We'll have two Ferrara apparatus walk-arounds. We'll have an FDIC webinar. We'll have a Rev Group webinar, and of course the Facebook Live coverage, Ferrara showcase page, and an opportunity to win a Ferrara prize pack. August 3rd is going to be KME, two truck walk-arounds, FDIC webinar, and a Rev Group webinar. And again, prize packs. August 10th, the week of August 10th, they're going to cover Spartan ER, Smeal, and Ladder Tower. August 17th, they're going to cover Spartan chassis and Rev Group innovations, specifically around the clean cab. So it's pretty much an action-packed, you know, 5 weeks when you think about it. Now, in terms of the walk-arounds, they last about an hour. There will be about, you know, the first part of it will be the walk around itself. The second part, we have Bill Peters, we have Brian Brown, we have Jeff Gaskin, and we have Ricky Riley all coming in to attend them. Different brands, you know, it might be Bill Peters one day, Jeff Gaskin another day. But they will all be there to engage the Rev Group presenter who's doing the walk around for a little while, and then we will take your questions online, and that will all be made clear once we get there. There are some other aspects of this. If you're interested in setting up individual meetings with Rev representatives, that can be done. There are specific times for that, but only for your one-on-one meetings. The sessions, product walk around, all available on demand to watch anytime. But you will need to register for the event to the expo to do that again. Or actually, maybe not again. I did mention it a little bit ago. RevTruckExpo.com. www.revtruckexpo.com is where you can go. And right now we got 17 days, 18 hours, 36 minutes, and 37 seconds before the show begins. As I said, we're really excited about this. It's a great opportunity to leverage some of the technologies that we have all been learning throughout this process. I have three boys. One's in high school. One just graduated elementary school, and my third will be going into seventh grade in elementary school, I guess middle school at that point. So, you know, they all had to make a lot of adjustments to the way they were learning, and their teachers had to then, you know, go make a huge transition into how they were teaching. But that is also something, and I've discussed it in editorials, that we've been doing on our end in the fire service. And this Rev Fire Group Apparatus Conference and Expo is a really good example of leveraging the digital opportunities that we have, the online opportunities to, you know, connect you and to connect us, you know, with training and with the truck manufacturers. I know, just speaking for myself, before, I'm in Pennsylvania, I'm in Southeast Pennsylvania. We were one of the last places to really begin to open up in Pennsylvania, because where I'm at, just outside Philadelphia, that was kind of the epicenter of the outbreak in Pennsylvania. And during that time, we had, I would say, probably 6 or 7 weeks of online training. Our training officer, it was our captain who spearheaded it. Really, he went out, he did some research, and he approached industry-leading instructors, many of them FDIC International instructors, and asked them if they would be willing to take a class that they have presented somewhere and present it to us, you know, maybe like a 2-hour, 3-hour, 2.5-hour window. And they were all on board. So we via Zoom were able to attend a variety of presentations on a variety of topics. Does it replace hands-on? Of course not. But it was an opportunity for us not only to learn and to, you know, and to receive the training. It was also an opportunity for all of us to kind of, you know, if we logged in a little early, just to kind of reconnect. The firehouse, unfortunately, lost the hangout kind of feel to it. You know, my wife used to always tease me when I would come home, because I live on the main thoroughfare through Glenside here, and you know, a lot of times the trucks go by our house, so she would see them go by on the way to the call, on the way back, and then, you know, I wouldn't get back for another 45 minutes, and that was just because, you know, we're all just chilling out, hanging out in the radio room, you know, shooting the crap a little bit, you know, and during the pandemic, we had to limit, you know, people's time in the station. When we had a call, there were parameters, you know, for on the truck, parameters for when we got back. And we kind of, you know, some of that social aspect of things, you know, even if it's just a kitchen table kind of thing. I mean, there were jobs, you know, during the pandemic. So we did lose that a little bit, but at the same time, we were able to, leverage and embrace some of these digital opportunities. We spoke with Ricky Riley a month ago, about his department's experience right now going through the apparatus purchasing process. He talked about how they were doing Zoom meetings. You know, the committee and the manufacturer were engaged in Zoom meetings. Now he was going through the build at that point. He was really looking forward to getting back out there eventually at some point to see the trucks in person, because you do still lose a little bit of that. But again, his department was adjusting. It can't stop. The process can't stop. And, you know, I can't think of any manufacturer that has had to slow down at all, throughout this process in terms of building new trucks. So you have that aspect of things. Speaking about my department, it happens that the fire company I belong to is looking to start the purchasing process for a new pumper, and the members of the apparatus purchasing committee there have attended Zoom meetings with a couple of manufacturers. So even that early part of the process is still an opportunity for departments to use, you know, what we have in front of us, you know, use the tools that we have in front of us. It's an interesting thing, but, you know, the fire service has always and will always adapt and overcome. It will always figure out, you know, new ways of using, you know, existing tools. And, you know, and as I look at it, you know, that's exactly what we've done yet again. You know, we couldn't meet in person in many times. Now, obviously, I come at this obviously from the volunteer side of the business. Career departments, obviously, we're still able to meet. We're still able to, you know, do some sort of drilling. That was sanctioned by the department. You know, while they were on duty. But, you know, we've on the volunteer side, we haven't been able to meet as much in person, but we have still been able to, embrace the training. And, you know, quite frankly, I mean, we opened it up to the whole township, and, you know, there were some real good classes, very, very good attendance for all of them. So, even though, and you know, as we're coming out of it, I mean, we've got some new training guidelines, in terms of using the burn building, in terms of, you know, the classroom building that we have in our department. But it's not only for now, which is the great thing. Hopefully, you know, we'll still be able to use the Zoom process for training. Hopefully we won't all have to be sitting at home. Hopefully it can be done in a conference room environment. Screen is on the board, you know, the screen is up on the wall, and, you know, we can all sort of watch and learn together. But the fact that we've been able to be remote and still dial in to get the training has been really, really critical. So kudos not only to the departments out there that have embraced that and have leveraged, you know, these online opportunities, but also kudos to the instructors for adjusting. It is interesting, and I can't tell you how many times we heard during hours where, you know, the instructor would say something like, "This is usually where I pause," and get questions and get comments from the people who are there. And, you know, it also presents an opportunity for some people who may not be so inclined to stand up in a room full of people and talk, but in this virtual classroom, they may be more inclined to speak up. So it's been a really, really interesting time. But again, you know, what this Rev Fire Group Apparatus Conference and Expo is it's taking that Zoom concept and taking it a step farther. And we're streaming live an apparatus walk around, which is not something we see a lot of recorded videos out there. Certainly this will be recorded for attendees, but, you know, we don't see a lot of live streaming, you know, so we really are capturing that element of a live event and presenting it, you know, digitally to those who want to avail themselves. And again, you know, it is a 5-week event, a 5-week series, but by registering, you are going to have access to all of it, you know, when it is on demand. So all the apparatus walk-arounds will be on demand, and we'll be promoting this as we go as well. Again, RevTruckExpo.com, RevTruckExpo.com. Industry experts are going to be there. Well-known apparatus experts are going to be there. We're going to have FDIC level training at this event, and it will all be available. You know, you think about it. Sometimes, you know, like you couldn't have a series like this, you know, really. In one city for 5 weeks. What this does is it really gives you an opportunity to register for it, view it, see it, come back, view it at your leisure. You know, you go to an event, you know, once you leave, you're kind of gone. You don't get a chance to see it exactly again. This is really going to give you an opportunity, to do that, especially over a 5 week period. So again, FDIC level training, July 20th through August 24th, Rev Fire Group Apparatus Conference and Expo. We're very excited about this. It's coming up this month. RevTruckExpo.com is where you can register, where you can view the schedule, where you can see frequently asked questions. This is really going to, it's not only an opportunity for you to sit back and watch, it is an opportunity for you to participate. You can set up meetings with Rev personnel, and so and plus it brings it all together to your screen, where, you know, it would be hard probably to gather all of these brands into one place for you to go to. So, you know, again, this is it's an innovative thing. It's really it's leveraging exactly what we've been talking about in editorials, what Ricky Riley and I spoke about last month and last Talking Trucks and Equipment, about leveraging those things to keep the process going. And you know, with events having to be canceled this year, there really wasn't, you know, anyone better positioned than the Clarion Fire and Rescue Group to pull something like this off. So we're really excited about it. We're looking for you to come and participate. Again, you know, these apparatus walk-arounds, there will be the walk-around itself. You know, some back and forth between the industry expert and the person on scene. And of course, there will be opportunities for you to ask your questions about the rig. And you really get kind of a better idea of how all these brands, kind of come together, you know, within Rev, to provide you with the fire apparatus that your department will need. So, you know, again, RevTruckExpo.com. Can't say that enough. For more information on the Rev Fire Group Apparatus Conference and Expo. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm not going to keep you too long tonight. Like I said, it's July 3rd. You know, we've got the July 4th weekend getting started here, so I don't want to keep you too late, but please do consider and do register for the Rev Fire Group Apparatus Conference and Expo. We're excited about it. It's going to be great. Like I said, nobody was better positioned to pull this off than the Clarion Fire Rescue Group. So, again, my best wishes for a happy and safe holiday weekend. We will see you on July 20th for the beginning of the Rev Fire Group Apparatus Conference and Expo. Again, this has been Chris McClune with Fire Apparatus and Emergency Equipment. You've been listening to Talking Trucks and Equipment, and we will see you at the next show. Have a good one, everybody, and stay safe.